from 3WL, home of sports, food, and fun. It's More Outdoors with Don Dubuque. To talk about hunting, fishing, and all the things we love about the great outdoors, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Or toll free at 855-395-6368. Now, here's your host for More Outdoors, Don Dubuque.
And welcome into our fourth and final hour of our four-hour block of programming heard each and every Saturday morning. This is called More Outdoors, and this being the final Saturday of the month, it's called Talking Guns. Michael Meyer of the Jefferson Gun Outlet and Shooters Club, their range, joins us, and we talk all things firearms. We do open telephone lines, but we please ask to kind of restrict your calls, your comments, your questions to the topic at hand, because we've got a lot of things to discuss. With the closing of turkey season last weekend, virtually all the hunting seasons are closed, except for one season that takes place in Baton Rouge, and it's called the legislative season. And there's a lot of bills that affect firearms owners and the gun enthusiasts that are being considered, and we're going to talk about those today. Mike, we got some special guests joining us to do that, and also got a guest that's going to join us about competitive shooting.
Yes, we have another jam-packed show this morning for your gun-related entertainment. We have Tara Mitchell coming on in a few minutes to give us an update on the House bills we talked about last month. And we also have Adam Williams, a competitive shooter, coming on in just a few minutes to discuss and answer questions about entering and competing in local competitions. We also have a gun product of the month to unveil later in the show. So this is pretty much a two-hour show condensed into a one-hour slot.
Well, we'll talk fast and try to get it all in. I see we have Adam with us. You want to talk to Adam now?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's see, Adam. Get his. Now we're going to have Tara coming up in just a little bit. She's busy finishing up some important job-related opportunities, and then she's going to join us in just a few minutes. But we do have Adam right at the moment. And Adam has been a competitive shooter for the past 3 years, and he entered the competitive shooting arena, you know, just like we would normally do it, you know, 1 foot at a time. And he probably has a few suggestions to give us to, you know, to get started on the right way. So let's just jump right into it. Adam, welcome to Talking Guns.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Now, I know you've been a competitive shooter for a few years now, but do you ever wish you would have started competing a little earlier in life?
Oh, absolutely. To see the amount of junior shooters that are taking part of the sport, you know, it's never too early to get started. And, you know, around here with Louisiana, we have such an abundance of talent in the competitive shooting world that you can get started at a very early age. I wish I would have taken advantage of this a long time ago.
Yes. Well, we put this segment together because we've received many, many requests for information relating to shooting competitions. And we have you on just to kind of go over a couple of questions. And if anybody has any other questions or questions in your mind that you want to ask Adam or us, just give us a call. Our number is 260-6368. And for the guys using the iPad streaming online, 855-395-6368. We'll try to get to your questions and answer it right here online. But what is the first step to figure out what to do to either join a competition or actually get started? Who do I contact? Who do I talk to? What equipment do I have to buy? You know, just what's the first thing to get started?
Sure. I primarily compete in the United States Practical Shooters Association, the USPSA. Their website, uspsa.org, has a lot of great information for first-time shooters. Our Louisiana section has three major organizations here. You have the Tangipahoa Practical Shooters in a meet. You have Cajun Action Shooters out of Thibodeau and the East Ascension Practical Shooters out of Gonzales. They all have matches typically each Sunday, on Sundays each month. And you can go to LAGator.org in order to look up information on those clubs. Well, USPSA is divided up into six divisions. So whether or not you want to go out and purchase a full custom Reese gun, or if you want to take a factory Glock and start shooting, you know, it's really geared towards different aspects, you know, just depending on what your goals are.
Well, let's talk about your first competition. When you first decided to get into this, what did you do? Where did you go? What competition did you enter, and what kind of gun did you use?
I used a stock Glock 17 with five magazines and a $20 holster. I showed up at East Ascension, and probably should have taken a little bit more diligence to look up some of the rules, because my first competition on my first stage, after my first shot, I was disqualified. I made an illegal move. But I had a great opportunity to follow the squad around that day, to talk to other shooters. They were very helpful in getting me accustomed. And the stock Glock 17, I shot the production division for my first year. So it's really no need to go out and spend a bunch of money on custom equipment. You can go out there and start with pretty much what you have at home.
Well, you said that there are certain rules. Is there some place that our listeners can go to, maybe online, to kind of see what the rules are before they jump into that?
Absolutely. You can pull up the USPSA handbook PDF file online through their website and go through the list of rules as well. We have contact information on our local website as well, too, if you have any questions.
All right. And what's your next competition that you're entered into?
My next one's going to be coming up next week. It's going to be the Cowtown Classic. It's going to be a level 2 match held just south of Dallas.
All right, so that's a little far away. Now, if we have listeners that are ready to jump into this, where is the closest competition they can get to from the New Orleans area?
The closest one's going to be at the Southern Shooting Center. That's going to be the Cajun Action Shooters. They shoot the first Sunday of each month. It's a level 1 match. And, you know, when they show up there, just let the people know that are registering them that they're a new shooter. We'll have a new shooters meeting, kind of go over the safety rules, and they'll typically squad the new shooters with more experienced shooters so they can get some help through the first match.
Do you happen to have any contact information for those guys?
Yes, you can go to LAGator.org and contact Gary and Barbara Thibodeau. They put on a fantastic match there, along with our section coordinator, Kevin Doss, and his daughter.
All right, you said that you used a $20 holster for your first competition.
Yeah.
Is there any special ammunition or holsters that one should have for this competition?
When you're first getting started, there's really no need to invest in a lot of specialized equipment. I used regular ammunition off the shelf at Walmart.
Okay, just regular full metal jacket?
Yes, absolutely. When you're starting out with the production division, you're shooting at a minor scoring factor, so you don't really have to worry about a certain velocity with your ammunition. So using just box ammo is great for the first-time beginner. When you start getting into a little bit more in-depth with competition shooting, you know, a lot of our competition shooters reload. They have a certain velocity they want to get out of their ammunition, as well as, too, it's cost more cost-effective, too. I can reload my ammunition for about half the cost it would be if I'm purchasing new. So when you're shooting 800 to 1,000 rounds a month, it can get rather expensive.
Well, since we're talking about prices, what should someone expect for the entry fees? Is that expensive?
Not really. Local matches with East Ascension, we shoot on the third Sunday of each month. Our local club, a first-time shooter, is going to shoot for $5. Most of the local clubs that shoot on the weekends, you're looking at entry fees anywhere from $15 to $25. When you start to step up to the larger matches, the level 2 and level 3s, you're going to get into a little bit more with the entry fees because they're going to have prize tables. It's a much larger course and so forth.
All right, so if I'm just a regular shooter and I shoot maybe 3 times a month at our local shooting range, should I be concerned about my abilities when I go to this competition? Should I be intimidated by other people around there that's been doing this for years?
Absolutely not. We encourage new shooters to come out and try our sport all the time. The way USPSA is set up, it's set up to where everyone can participate. It's set up to where everyone can be competitive. There are different divisions that are going to be based upon the type of equipment that you're using, whether or not you're using a standard stock production gun or if you're using a $3,000 race gun. So we have different divisions, and within those divisions we also have different classifications. So we try to group people together that have the same shooting skill set, and those are the ones that you're actually competing against. So your average shooter that's coming out once or twice every couple of months, you know, they're going to be competing against people that have a similar skill set. They're not having to go in there and have to battle it out with someone that's a multiple world champion.
And what's some of the more fancier matches out there that I can go compete at? What are the more popular ones in this area?
In this area, in my opinion, the best level two match in the country is held right here in Thibodaux. It's held at the Southern Shooting Center the third weekend of October. It's the Louisiana Gator Classic. The job that Gary and Barbara Thibodeau, Kevin Doss, and Stephanie Martin do with that match, it's just phenomenal. We have some great sponsors that contribute to the match. They'll do a giveaway of a match gun that's typically a race gun, an STI, that's built by Akai Customs or Bobby Keegan with Freedom Gunworks. I mean, you're talking about a $3,000 gun. Great prize tables, great people. It's just a wonderful, wonderful match. From top to bottom.
Well, in just a few minutes, I want to talk about prizes and race guns and stuff like that. But I also want to remind our listeners, if you want to give us a call and ask a few questions for Adam while we have him on the line, remember, our number is 260-6368 and our toll-free number, 855-395-6368. And someone's telling me it's time for a commercial, so I'm going to give it back to you, Don, just for a second.
All right, very good. We're going to be right back to continue our conversation with competitive shooter Adam Williams. Also got Tara Mitchell coming up. We're going to talk about some legislative issues affecting firearms owners in Louisiana and lots more coming. We're talking guns on 3WL. Visit RaiderPride.com to find out about the latest events, register for access to the Rummel Alumni Association, Inc. directory, and to keep up with and contact your former classmates, it's RaiderPride.com. For all the information you need about the Rummel Alumni Association events and meetings, go to RaiderPride.com.
Hey, fellow anglers. This is Dutch Brager. Some folks call me the father of Louisiana big game fishing. Al Galvez calls me Tanglebump Dutch.
And this is Tanglebump Al. When we are looking for the latest source for fishing information, we get our free monthly copy of Coastal Angler Magazine.
I go to Coastal Angler Magazine for its great articles, fishing reports, local forecasts, and tips from top charter guys.
And I visit the new website to read the latest issue online at CoastalAnglerNOLA.com. This website has great content not found in the magazine.
Guidelines.
Hey, what's percolating today?
T. Arlene's Restaurant, Big Easy Island Cuisine, offering lumpy crab cakes, crab and brie soup, Roatan fish tacos, and bronze redfish. Today, get a $30 certificate to T. Arlene's for only $15
at getmyperks.com/New Orleans.
The Ruger SR-556 is a two-stage piston-driven rifle that features a four-position gas regulator and a cold hammer-forged barrel. Standard models include popular features like a chrome-lined barrel, quad-rail handguards, telescoping buttstocks, and backup iron sights. Carbine models have shorter, lighter barrels, providing quicker handling. And the value-priced E model offers everything you need and nothing you don't. The Ruger SR-556, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
Hi, this is Angela Hill. Are you or a loved one afraid of falling in the bath? Well, as we age, we worry about a lot of things. But falling in the bathroom should not be one of them. Not when you can have a walk-in tub or shower from my friends at Max Home and New Bath. Their walk-in tubs will change your life. Just step in, sit down, and relax. It's that easy and safe. It can help with arthritis, diabetes, and increase circulation. Max Home can also create custom showers with seats, benches, and grab bars. And when you call Max Home in New Bath, you can relax. They're locally owned, offer lifetime warranties, and are certified aging-in-place specialists. So get rid of your worries. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. Say you heard it from me. And for a limited time, get a free heated seat on your walk-in tub. Maintain that independence. Call Max Home now at 1-800-NEW-BATH and get a free heated seat. 1-800-NEW-BATH or newbath.com.
Call Max and relax. Max Home.
At East Jefferson General Hospital, we're making it great every day. We're the region's first three-time magnet hospital for nursing excellence and the only local member of the MD Anderson Cancer Network. We're a leader in diagnostic radiology and heart care, particularly in the treatment of atrial fibrillation. But what matters most is our dedication to putting you, the patient, first. Go to EJGH.org to learn what makes us such a unique place for care, a higher level of clinical excellence, and personalized care at East Jefferson General Hospital, making it great every day.
Car has a ding, car has a dent, a broken bumper, wheels bent. Bring your car to Accident. Accident repairs dings, dents, bumpers, alloy wheels, and windshields. Accident. Vets near Bonneville, call 833-7634. That's 833-7634. Accident.
Saturday, June 28th, it's Boomers and Beyond Expo 2014. A show that includes interactive booths, a celebrity chef cooking stage, entertainment, plus a classic car show. And you can be a part of it for just $315 a booth. Visit BoomersNOLA.com for details.
You're in the middle of more outdoors with Don DeBute on 3WL, 1350 AM, home of sports, food, and fun. To talk hunting and fishing with Don, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Once again, your host, Don DeBute.
And we also have a toll-free number at 855-395-6368. Michael Meyer and I are talking guns. We also have with us competitive shooter Adam Williams, and I'm so glad he joined us to talk about something we have a lack of in the greater New Orleans area, and that's shooting competition opportunities. And before I turn Adam back over to you, Michael, for more interrogation, I got something I just got to ask him. Adam, you know, we've got a lot of concern these days about kids and youngsters around firearms. In fact, there was a bill, I think it's going to be defeated, if not already, that would provide criminal penalties for adults who don't have weapons under lock and key, and saying that they could become available to youngsters. Really, the solution to that problem is education. You get them familiar with it. You have kids understand that. And that comes along if the family is hunters, because that's a part of the whole hunting experience is firearms. But a lot of people do not have that. But yet, they get people that have firearms for personal protection or possibly competitive reasons. What age would be a good age for a child to get started in competitive shooting, which if they don't want to get their concussion and broken bones on the ball field, maybe they want to do some competitive sports, and maybe shooting might be the answer to teach them a lot of responsibility. Is there, first of all, a minimum age to start competitive shooting, and are there classifications where they would shoot in an age group where they wouldn't be put up against adults right off?
That's a very good question, and I agree with you 100%. Education is the key. You're taking away the unknown factor, the curiosity factor. Allow the child to have an opportunity to handle the gun in a responsible, safe environment and teach them about it. Different organizations have different rules as it relates to age. Typically, with USPSA, most of our junior shooters are going to start around 12, 13 years of age, but we have them that are younger, even 10, 11, 12. The junior division, each match is set up for having a side prize for high junior in each division, and that's going to be individuals that are in that age bracket under 18. So one of the top shooters in this area is Alex Larch. He's a 15-year-old prodigy in the single stack division. So, yeah, absolutely. Start them early, start them young, educate them, and get them out on the range and let them enjoy the sport.
Hey, Mike,
yeah? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm here. All right. I was just enjoying his answer.
Yeah, great answer.
All right, well, how much sense does it make to just run out and buy a very expensive $3,000 race gun just to start competing?
Well, let me answer your question with a question. If I have a 16-year-old and I'm wanting to teach them to drive, am I going to go out and buy them a $50,000 Corvette? To me, it doesn't make a lot of sense. If I was starting someone out, and I'll give you a great example. My wife is starting competing with me this year. We started her out with the same Glock 17 that I started out. Got her accustomed to shooting a striker fire gun that doesn't have an external safety. She really enjoyed it, and now we're kind of bumping her up a little bit more with the 1911 and 2011 platform guns and moving her along. But I encourage everyone to come out to the range. you may not want to make that initial investment because, hey, the sport may not be for you. So you wouldn't want to sink, you know, thousands of dollars into a full custom gun. You also want to get out there and try to handle multiple guns. Find out what you like. We have some people that love a 1911. You have some people that would prefer to have a polymer gun like a Glock or an M&P. So come out to the range, get started, get your feet wet, talk to other shooters, ask them what they like, ask them what they don't like. Lots of shooters are more than happy to allow you to try their guns out. So, you know, try different platforms. I would do that before I would make that initial investment.
Well, if I have, let's say, a Glock 17 and I decide to go compete, will I be competing against people with a $3,000 Reese gun?
No. You would be competing in a division that would be set up for that type of gun. Most of your polymer guns, your strike-to-fire guns, your Glocks, your M&Ps, your XDs are going to be shooting in a production division. Rules are set in place to keep those guns stock or with very little modification. If you decide to step up into another division, for open, for example, then you're going to start to get into the race guns, but you're also allowed to make modifications to your polymer guns as well, too. There are several Glocks out there that shoot open with the compensators, the red dots, and so forth. They kind of juice them up a little bit.
What makes a race gun a race gun?
Most race guns are going to be a 1911 style platform. They're going to have a magazine that's going to be 170 millimeters, so you're going to be able to put 28 or 29 rounds in them. Extra-large magwell compensators to help with muzzle flip, red dot sights. Those are your typical race guns that dominate the open division.
So it not only works well, but it looks cool, too.
It does. It has a nice style to it. People get very creative when it comes to customizing their pistols.
All right. Well, you were talking about prizes. What kind of prizes can I win in a competition?
Most local matches are run by clubs that are nonprofit organizations, so the vast majority of the entry fees are reinvested back into the clubs for targets, for range equipment, for range rentals, and so forth. When you start stepping up to your level 2 and level 3 matches, those prize tables are going to be a lot more abundant. Typically, you're going to go into a match, they're going to have a couple of guns that they're going to give away. Prize tables may have STI frames on them. There may be certificates for a gun of your choice. Parts, accessories, ammunition, bullets. The prize tables are typically going to get you your investment back of your entry fee. But for me, and this may sound a little corny, I don't compete for prizes. I compete for the love of the sport. I compete for the camaraderie with being able to go out there with my friends and be able to make new friends that enjoy hobbies that I enjoy.
Yeah, well, that sounds like what most people do with those matches, because some of the guys are really nice guys usually, and if you need help, it seems like they're right there to help you.
Sure, absolutely. That's the way we grow our sport, is by bringing in new people and getting them interested and into it.
Right. Now, as far as the special equipment, we talked about the holster. What about anything else? Holster belt, certain number of magazines. What kind of equipment should I expect to get for this?
You can purchase, you're going to want to purchase some magazine pouches. Depending on which division you shoot in, a good starting point is normally going to be 5. You want to do a retention belt, something that's stiff, it's not loose, it's nothing that is going to give to where your gun might fly out of the holster or you might drop your magazine pouches. I use equipment from CR Speed. I love their equipment. With their investment, with my gear, I've had about $250, $300 in my belt, holster, and accessories. Not saying that the new shooter needs to do that. You can go out and pick up something from Forbes or Safari Land that's a lot more economical, and we'll suit you, your needs just as fine.
Now, our gun store doesn't sell stuff like this, so where would I get, you know, some competition-type equipment, like the belt and the holster and the magazine pouches, stuff like that? Where can I find that kind of stuff?
Online and websites are going to be your best resources. One of the sponsors for the Gator that always does a great job with us is ShootersConnection.com. Also, Max Michel, world champion shooter. He's from the Louisiana area. He has a store here, Max's Choice. They don't have a brick-and-mortar retail store, but they do have a website that you can order from. It's a great local business to support.
All right. And if I'm deciding to get into this sport of competitive shooting, how much distance of travel do you think I'll be doing from time to time from the New Orleans area? We know that they have the Gator match in Thibodaux, but outside of that, where can I go to do a couple more matches?
The first Sunday of each month, they hold a level one match at the Southern Shooting Center there at Thibodaux. That's going to be your closest. The third Sunday of each month is East Ascension Practical Shooters. That's going to be in Gonzales. And the fourth and fifth Sunday of each month is the match with the Tangipahoa Sheriff's Office with the Tangipahoa Practical Shooters in a meet. So from the New Orleans area, you have a nice selection of local level one matches that are within an hour to an hour and a half driving distance. Biloxi Practical Shooters, they're another group that have local matches, as well as Magnolia Practical Shooters. They're located just south of Jackson, Mississippi. So that's a good thing about being in the central Louisiana area is I could shoot a level one USPSA match every weekend within an hour and a half to 2 hour drive distance from my home. That's very nice.
Yeah, that is nice. And what about Glock matches? Do you have anything to say about those?
They are having a Glock match actually this weekend at the Southern Shooting Center. GSSF is having their annual match. They also hold a match in Monroe a little bit earlier in the year. But you can go to their website, GSSF. You can enter there with the Glock matches. There's no pre-entry, so you can actually show up today or tomorrow. Walk up, register, and start shooting.
Okay, and GSSF is Glock Sports Shooting Foundation, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right, and they offer some pretty good matches and some pretty good prizes, right?
They really do. They give away a couple of guns each match. They have a great compensation package for the their range officers. I was a range officer with the GSSF match last year. Unfortunately, my schedule didn't allow it this year, but it's a great match and is run by a great organization.
Yes. Now, we have Glock matches at our range. They're indoor Glock matches, not quite the same, but it is a good match just to go to and get things started. It's very family-oriented. You know, there's no heat on top of you. There's no race guns there. And it's just a fun time to go out there and have fun.
It is. It's a great way to get started. Another match that you may want to look for is the Steel Challenge. They host that on the second Saturday of each month at the range there in Thibodaux. And with the Steel Challenge, that's a great way to get started, especially if you're a junior shooter. You can go out there and compete with a 22 pistol, and you don't have to worry about moving around or transitioning from target to target. It's basically just standing in one spot and shooting an array of five different targets. So that's a really good way to get started, too.
Yeah, and then back to the juniors real quick. We have a junior class in our Glock match, in the indoor match, and they actually get a plaque for all the juniors that compete together. Do they offer things like that at the other matches?
They do. Certain matches will have prizes for all the juniors. And most of your level two USPSA matches, juniors either shoot for free or they shoot for half price. So that's another benefit for them as well, to help them, you know, encourage them to get involved with the sport as well at a young age.
Yeah. Now, I think we have another commercial again.
Okay.
But I would just have a couple more things after that, and then we'll let you go, and we may even have a call in. I'm not sure. But, okay. Yeah, we'll have Tara giving us an update on the Bills as well.
All right, stay tuned. You listen to Talking Guns. Michael Meyer, I'm Don Dubuque, and Adam Williams, competitive shooter. We're also going to be joined by Tara Mitchell to talk some legislative issues for firearms owners. Back right after this.
I need me a beer.
This is Don Dubuque, host of More Outdoors and Hunt Fish Talk, heard Saturday mornings, 1350 from 8 to 9. Travel down to Louisiana's Bayou Country for a fishing enthusiast paradise. Travel south of Houma to the communities of Cocotree, Moynihan, Montague, Dulac, and Dulage for accessible year-round fishing opportunities, comfortable fish camps, tournaments, and local charter operators ready to help you catch the fish. Visit fishhoma.com for more information. That's fishhoma.com.
This is Captain Wendy Billiott with Bayou Woman Adventures down in Terrebonne Parish, inviting you to join me for your outdoor experience of a lifetime. I offer wetland tours, birding and photography tours, and all-female fishing charters. Bring your friends and stay overnight at Camp DuLarge. Visit me on the web at bayouwoman.com or call 985-851-7578, 985-851-7578, and plan your Bayou Woman adventure today.
If you like to hunt for redfish, black drum flounder, sheephead gar, and other saltwater fish, and enjoy seeing sea creatures and walleye from a totally different nighttime perspective, I personally recommend Bowfishing Unlimited in Port Sulphur. Bowfishing Unlimited has airboats and provides all the equipment to make your large or small groups trip successful. Overnight accommodations available. And ask about Bowfishing Unlimited's bachelor party specials online at bowfishing-unlimited.com, DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com under Bowfishing Guides, or call Jeremy Roussel at 504-415-6730.
Hi, my name is Patty, and if you hunt, fish, or find yourself working in Plaquemines Parish, you're invited to stay at my place, Patty's Place, in Burris. We offer free continental breakfast on a patio overlooking the mighty Mississippi. Check us out on Don's site under Fishing Marinas and Lodges or at pattysplace.net. To make a reservation today, just call 504-912-3786. And as for me, Patty, just remember, pattysplace.net.
For years, you've used Standard Mapping's aerial photo maps to get to your hunting and fishing hotspots. Now available are Standard Mapping's e-cards. They're SD cards containing aerial photo image data that replaces the background map on your Lowrance HD GPS. Whether you need visual access to Delacroix, Venice, the Atchafalaya Basin, or any of the many areas these e-cards cover, travel like a pro, even if you've never been there. To order, go to DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com and click on Outdoor Mall. DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com and find e-card maps at Don's Outdoor Mall.
Damon John, star of ABC's hit show Shark Tank, is inviting you to his free New Orleans area workshop, where his team of experts will show you how to implement his strategies into your business. These strategies launched the Shark Tank star from just $40 to over $6 billion in global sales. Have a new product or invention? Let Damon and his team show you how to get it from idea to prototype to big box stores in the shortest time. Visit BigEasyShark.com to register. Looking for multiple celebrity endorsements, licensing deals, or strategic partners? Let Damon's team show you how. There's no one better to help grow your business or launch your dream than Shark Tank's Damon John. At this free two-hour workshop, Damon's team will outline how they can work with you to raise capital, increase your customer base, exceed your financial goals, and build massive wealth. The Damon John Academy will be in the New Orleans area for a limited time only, April 28th through the 30th. Register now at BigEasyShark.com. That's BigEasyShark.com.
You're in the middle of More Outdoors with Don Dubuque on 3WL, 1350 AM, home of sports, food, and fun. To talk hunting and fishing with Don, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Once again, your host, Don Dubuque.
And we're talking guns with Michael Meyer. We do this 1 hour each month, and on the 8 to 9 o'clock hour, last Saturday of each month. And we're talking, in fact, wrapping up a conversation with Adam Williams, a competitive shooter. Michael, I don't know where and how you found Adam, but boy, he's got some great information he's been dispersing on shooting competition.
Yeah, he does. I have one last question for you, Adam. How good do I have to be to wear one of those fancy competitive shooter uniforms with all those sponsor logos all over it?
Well, that's a great question. I'm a perfect example that an average shooter can come in and can actually pick up a sponsorship. This year I was signed on with Extreme Bullets. They were very generous to give a new shooter an opportunity to represent a fine product that they offer. Extreme Bullets is the sister company of Freedom Munitions. And they offered me a full sponsorship this year. I was more than happy to accept it. It was very, very shocking to be given the offer. But, you know, a lot of it, not so much is skill set of the shooter, but how the shooter conducts himself. When you go out to a match, are you a person that's willing to help reset targets? Are you someone that's that's willing to promote our sport to positive light? Are you someone that's willing to help out the new shooters as they come along? That's what it's about. It's about brand representation when it comes to sponsorships. So, you know, you just want to go out there. You want to conduct yourself as a professional, and you want to be the best representative of the companies that that are sponsoring you.
Yeah, I'm sure you do that very well, too. Well, thanks, Adam. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. In closing, I would like to say something before I go. You know, in this day and age, there's a very small but a very vocal minority that likes to cast firearms and gun ownerships in a negative light. So I want to tell you how much I appreciate you all giving me the opportunity to come on and to show the positive aspects of shooting. I would also like to encourage anyone listening to go out and support organizations such as the National Rifle Association, National Association for Gun Rights, and here locally, the Louisiana Shooters Association. You know, they work very hard to protect the rights that we've seen by our current administration can be taken away with just a stroke of a pen. So, you know, definitely keep in mind to support these organizations that protect our rights.
Well stated, and you're a fine representative of the shooting industry. Thanks for being with us, Adam. We really appreciate it.
Thank you all for your time. I appreciate it. I'd be more than happy to come back anytime.
Very good. Well, Michael, we're also joined by Tara Mitchell, who has been on before to talk about some of the legislative going on in Baton Rouge and give us an update as we kind of, you know, turn the corner and head into the final days of the legislative session. Tara, thank you for joining us again.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Michael?
Yes, yes. We can hear you fine.
Oh, thank you again for having me on, and I'd like to thank Adam for the plug that he gave NRA and Louisiana Shooting Association. We are hard at work in Baton Rouge trying to keep what we got, maybe get some more back.
All right. Well, we talked about a month ago about a lot of house bills out there that were screaming around and possibly getting voted on. Do you have an update for us with any of that stuff?
Yeah, we can go over some of the gun control bills first that had been introduced this session. We've had a good couple of weeks. This past week, the House Administration of Criminal Justice Committee defeated House Bill 1189 by Representative Norton. They defeated it on an 8-4 vote. What that bill would have done is create the crime of unlawful exposure of a firearm to any child under the age of 10 unless the firearm were rendered inoperable, locked up, equipped with a trigger lock. We always preach firearm safety and education at NRA, but as some officers from the Louisiana Shooting Association brought up during the committee hearing, the bill made it a crime to simply expose a child under the age of 10 to a firearm. So if you were trying to teach gun safety at home, if you were trying to teach your child how to safely handle even a .22 on your own property, you could have been creating a crime, or you could have been committing a crime. There were some exceptions in the bill, but the bill was pretty broad. Definitely would have imposed some restrictions on families without accounting for their own self-defense needs. So we were pleased that the committee voted that bill down. And then the week before last, the committee killed on a tie vote a bill that would have required mandatory training prior to the purchase of a firearm. It was House Bill 13 by Representative Dadon from New Orleans. So that was a very close vote. It was a 6-6 tie vote, which prevented the bill from advancing. But I think that kind of highlights how vigilant we all need to be, even in a pro-gun state as Louisiana is, even with a strong constitutional amendment that y'all passed a few years ago. We really do need to be vigilant about these gun control bills that get introduced and debated.
Yeah, this legislative session really surprised me quite a bit with all these negative bills that came up. Now, I do have a question for you that I forgot to ask last time you were on. with your job as a lobbyist, what do you actually do over there as a lobbyist? I've always had that question in my mind.
What does a lobbyist do?
Yeah.
We are involved in every step of the process, from taking a concept, a legislative concept, and working with lawmakers to draft it into a bill. Oftentimes we bring an idea forward and staff will draft the bill, and then we review it to make sure it's with the sponsor to actually make sure it accomplishes what we want it to. Once we have a concept, we also have to try and identify the best person to sponsor or carry the bill in the House or Senate. Sometimes that may be the chair of the committee who would hear the bill. Sometimes it's a lawmaker who's got special knowledge of the issue area that you're getting into. So you're drafting, you're helping draft concepts, you're identifying sponsors, you plead to get your bill on the committee agenda. Everyone else is doing the same thing, so unless you're there every day kind of nudging your bill along, it's possible it could get left behind. Once the committee hearing gets started, you identify witnesses to come support the concept that you're trying to enact into law. You prepare those witnesses with testimony. You lobby the individual committee members and count your votes. And then you follow that bill throughout the process. If you get out of one committee, it goes before the full chamber. And you need to explain to everybody that isn't on that committee what the bill does. Wow. And then if you're lucky enough to get through one chamber, you go and you do it all again on the other side. And that's kind of where we are right now. We talked about the bad bills. We've got three proactive bills that have gotten out of the House and are now before the Senate. So we will be going through that process with them on the Senate side.
Well, that's quite a job. I think you've exhausted me just telling me about it.
and I have three other states to do that in.
Yeah. Well, on the positive side, what can we look forward to?
On the positive side, like I said, I'll go over three bills that have made it out of the House and are at various stages of the Senate process. This past week, House Bill 186 by Cameron Henry from Metairie would allow the use of lawfully owned suppressors while hunting game. And that came out of Senate Natural Resources and will be considered by the full Senate possibly within a week. So we would like everyone to contact their state senators and urge them to support House Bill 186. And then there's two other bills that we're supporting, which will be up in the Senate Judiciary C Committee on Tuesday. One of those is House Bill 72 by Representative Joe LaPinto, who's also local for you guys. That bill clarifies and clears up some confusion about whether concealed carry permit holders may possess firearms in restaurants that serve alcohol. We're not talking about people with licenses being able to go and drink while they're carrying. We're talking about people who want to go out to dinner with their friends or their family and not have to leave their gun in their car where it could be stolen, or where something could happen at that establishment and they would be disarmed just because the place happens to have alcohol on the menu. So that bill will be up in Senate Judiciary C on Tuesday, along with House Bill 1066 by Representative Jeff Thompson from Bossier City. That bill, it will make some technical changes to Louisiana's concealed carry law. And what those changes could result in is permit holders being able to present their permit when they go to buy a gun from a licensed dealer. And because they've already had a NICS check, background check done on them by virtue of getting that permit, it would exempt them from the same check when they go to buy a gun. It's a matter of convenience, especially as we start to see the national background check system get more and more taxed because of different state laws, high level interest in buying firearms. You can almost only expect more delays in the future, so we would like to secure this convenience for people who have already gone through that background check to get their permit. And that will be up in Senate Judiciary C again on Tuesday. So another action item supporters could take would be to call the Senate Judiciary C committee and ask them to support House Bill 72 and House Bill 1066.
Is it common to have this many gun bills coming up in the House like this?
It depends on the session. This is a little bit of a longer session where there's more opportunity for members to file bills. They're not during the pre-filing period. They're not restricted as to the number of bills they can bring forward for consideration. That number will shrink a little bit next year. So we may see fewer bills next year, but this is a surprisingly high volume. I lobby Texas as well. It's not uncommon for us to track 75 to 80 bills here, but we have a bigger legislature and we only meet every other year. So they take their chance to get a crack at it every other year and give us a lot to track. But this is surprising. But it's a good exercise for us to all go through and recognize that there are still threats out there that aren't coming from Washington, that are coming from in-state. But at the same time, we're also able to get behind some proactive measures and make advancements to protect our Second Amendment rights there.
Well, how many other guys out there or gals are fighting the same battle that you are or with you or in your immediate area like that? Is it just you, or do they have other people?
Within NRA?
Well, fighting for the same type of bills and for the same direction.
Well, there's about 10 of me that work for NRA, 10 regional lobbyists, and we have anywhere from 4 to 5 states each. And then within each state, we have hopefully an active state association like we do in Louisiana there. You've heard me talk about them before, Louisiana Shooting Association. You can visit their website at louisianashooting.com. They work extremely closely with me on very short notice sometimes to produce witnesses for committee hearings on some of these bad and good gun bills. I would think it's key to have a local presence in committee where they're hearing from people in state on how they would be impacted by this legislation. By the time we get to the committee hearing, they know where NRA stands on a bill. I like to make them hear from the people who live in their districts and vote for or against them when it's election time. So that's the key role that LSA plays. And so I never feel like I'm alone up there. It's a group effort, but it is fast, and you have to respond quickly. And fortunately, I have that support system in state.
Well, how big is the group on the other side that you're fighting against?
It depends. A lot of the bills, and this is sort of typical of any state, a lot of the bills are sponsored by lawmakers from urban areas where there's a little bit more of a sentiment for gun control.
Well, let's take Badon's bill, for example.
Mm-hmm.
When you were fighting that bill, how many people were opposing you on that?
It was really, I don't recall anyone that came to testify in support of it. Representative Badon, even though we disagree on that bill, he did a decent job laying out his bill and the reasons for it. We had 4 or 5 people ready to testify against it. They called for a vote almost immediately, and it was a tie, and the bill didn't advance. It didn't appear to be a lot of grassroots support behind the bill and plenty of opposition to it. So you have to realize in the legislative process, depending on the state, you can't prevent somebody from introducing a bad idea. These are elected officials who most of the time mean well, but they're free. It's their prerogative to introduce any kind of bill they want to. And the unique part of the process in Louisiana, and this is not the case in the other states that I work, the tradition is that every bill, good or bad, will get a hearing. In a lot of other states, a lot of these bills would never even be heard in committee. And that's just because they have a different process, a different tradition, a different way of doing things. So it may just seem like we've got a lot more fights here because every bill is going to be heard unless the sponsor decides not to pursue it.
Hmm. Well, I know we're running short on a commercial right now, but I really appreciate everything that you brought to the table. I really find this fascinating for some reason. I may be the only one, I'm not sure, but... But it's really fascinating how this operation really works and how you're out there protecting our rights with the stuff that you do. And I really do appreciate that.
Well, you're free to come up to Baton Rouge anytime. You can keep track of what I'm up to and what's going on by visiting www.nraila.org and clicking on Stay Informed so that you receive the legislative alerts that I send out.
Awesome. And then I guess we can expect those more often during our legislative session than other times.
Right. There's just more going on to report about right now.
Sounds great.
Okay. Thanks very much, Tara. We appreciate it. And maybe we'll look forward to doing a legislative wrap-up when the session is completely over.
Call me anytime. That would be great. And thank you for the opportunity to come on and talk about these important bills.
Very good. All right, we'll be back and put a wrap on it, see if we got time for the gun product of the month. Andrew, stay with me. I got the answer to your question. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, fellow anglers. This is Dutch Brigger. Some folks call me the father of Louisiana big game fishing. Al Gallery calls me Tangle Up Dutch.
And this is Tangle Up Al. When we are looking for the latest source for fishing information, we get our free monthly copy of Coastal Angler Magazine.
I go to Coastal Angler Magazine for its great articles, fishing reports, local forecasts, and tips from top charter guys.
And I visit the new website to read the latest issue online at CoastalAnglerNOLA.com. This website has great content not found in the magazine.
Bye-bye.
You've been wanting to go, so book your fishing, sightseeing, and photo trip of a lifetime on the Alaska Cajun Invasion. 7 nights, 5 guided trip. One's a flyout on seaplane to the Kenai Peninsula, including round-trip airfare and rental car, lodging, breakfast, and fisherman's lunch, all gear, tackle, waders, and vacuum packing of your halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, snapper, and other species, all for only $34.95. Join your fellow Cajuns at the lodge during Cajun Invasion Weeks, July 26th to August 2nd, and August 2nd to August 9th. GoneFishingLodge.com or call toll-free 877-462-5752. Bent Marine, home of Everglade, Sea Hunt, Robalo, Contender, Chaparral, Nortec, Glassstream Boats, and Express Boats, is proud to sponsor the 12th annual Jefferson Fish Fest and Rodeo. Call Bent Marine, 504-737-2722. Jefferson Fish Fest and Rodeo, May 16th and 17th, Weigh-In and Fish Festival in River Ridge. $40 per adult, $15 per child, rodeo t-shirt, lures, door prizes, free food and beverage. All youth participants win a rod and reel combo by CCA. Rodeo's open launch. Fish anywhere you like. Fresh and saltwater rod and reel and spear fishing divisions. Weigh-in Saturday, May 17th, River Ridge. Information and registration, jefffishfest.com.
The Ruger SR9 packs all of the features required by today's most demanding shooters. The SR9 is one of the slimmest, most comfortable, and controllable 9mm pistols available today. It features an adjustable 3-dot sight system, Ruger's unique reversible backstrap, an ambidextrous manual safety and magazine release, built-in Picatinny rail, and 17+1 capacity. The Ruger SR9, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
This is the charming voice of Tom Fitzmaurice. Do you like to keep your favorite restaurant secret? The regular customers at the Maple Street Cafe do. They live and work around the Maple Street Commercial District between Carrollton and Broadway, and they try to keep the word from getting out, but it did. The Maple Street Cafe is a magical combination. Its half Creole, half Italian menu and intimate dining room make dining there special, and the prices and casual style let you dine there often. So does the wide variety from the kitchen. fresh fish, classy veal, soups that make you want seconds, a contender for the city's best ossobuco, unique pasta dishes, and great salads. That's only the start of it. The Maple Street Cafe, 7623 Maple Street, Uptown, and now the Maple Street Cafe is filling its new dining rooms in West End, 124 Lake Marina Drive, just off Pontchartrain Boulevard. Easy parking, right next door, lunch and dinner 7 days. The Maple Cafe and the Maple Street Cafe.
Hey guys, festival season is here and Massey's Spring Fest promotion is in full swing. Save big on all your festival gear, including clothing, shoes, chairs, sunglasses, and even bikes. Stop by any of our 5 locations or masseysoutfitters.com for all the details.
The Ruger SP-101 Revolver and 357 Magnum now comes with a 4-inch barrel. This small-frame stainless steel double-action revolver features a cushioned rubber grip with walnut inserts, a fully adjustable rear sight, a fiber-optic square-post front sight, and a full-shroud 4-inch barrel, making it the perfect kit gun to take with you hiking, hunting, or on the trail. The Ruger SP-101 Revolver, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
All right, L-E-G-I-S dot L-A dot gov, Andrew. You can search the bill by author, topic, or weather. Again, that's legis.la.gov. Michael, the train is coming. We got to get off the track. We'll do the gun product next time. Great show.